This album's celebrating an anniversary.
Happy anniversary!
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Kia ora.
Anniversary. Woo!
Yes.
So, today we're looking at The Cure, Disintegration, from 1989.
Cure. Yes.
It's turning 30.
30.
So same age as me.
Same age as Mo, too. Oh. We're 89.
We're the 30 club. I'm actually an 88.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, so I'm 29, but I'm calling myself 30 now so I get used to it.
Technically, I'm an 89. I only spent 10 days in 88.
I'm actually real excited to not be in my 20s anymore. Okay. I don't know why.
Well, it's after nine.
I want like white hair like Storm.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Be like, and control the weather and then be Storm.
That's great.
So, and she's not, she's like in her 30s,
yeah, 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 yeah. So The Cure was formed in Crawley in 1976 by obviously lead singer Robert Smith, who has been the constant member of the band throughout, and he initially formed it with a bunch of school friends. And in the 1980s, they became associated, whether they wanted to or not, with goth rock and post-punk and all that kind of stuff.
The path chooses you, man.
Exactly. We're going to label you this. You don't have a choice in the matter. Robert Smith actually himself doesn't like the fact the band were labelled as a goth rock group, saying his band is not categorisable. And also he said goth rock is a dirge and incredibly dull.
Wow.
Yeah, so there you go.
A dirge.
A dirge.
Get that, goth rock.
Yeah, get that.
Shame. Dirge. But anyway,
they became associated with a style of music because of the dark and gloomy nature of many of their songs. And also the very famous look visually that Robert Smith formed with the big black hair and the red lipstick and the slightly pale white skin, I guess. And throughout the 80s, of course, he led The Cure through a series of constant lineup changes. They've had a lot of members coming and going. In fact, only Simon Gallup has been the only other constant member of the band. And they quickly became one of the hottest post-punk groups around. They released 7 albums in 8 years, including the very critically acclaimed Pornography and The Head on the Door as well. And gradually, as they went through the decade, their music became more and more kind of pop sounding, had a lot of commercial appeal to it. And because of that, by 1988, Robert Smith was very keen to return back to their quote-unquote gothic roots. And he was under pressure to continue in this commercial direction, but he wasn't really satisfied with that direction. And it actually caused him to lapse back into this kind of addiction to hallucinogenic drugs. And it didn't help also that there was massive friction within the band at the time. And he spent a lot of the sessions...
I wonder if they were related.
Maybe. In fact, he actually spent a lot of the sessions in this record not talking to anyone else in the band.
Really?
Yeah, and he was writing all the music by himself.
Oh, no.
And he was having a complete meltdown. But the drummer was also fired during the sessions for heavy drinking, so it was a pretty grim time for the group. It was literally, as the album title suggests, a bit of a disintegration.
Sometimes a band just rots.
Yeah, and sometimes...
And they make great music.
Exactly. Particularly under such circumstances.
Yeah.
The best can often come out of people.
Oh, that's sad.
But the style of the album, I guess, reflected this mood of the band, breaking up, disintegrating, very dark, depressing, lots of synths on here, lots of droning guitars, quite somber in places. And this actually didn't initially impress the record label, who were quite surprised at the change of this direction. And they actually forced the band to push the release date back. As a result.
Oh, really?
They were like, we don't really like this. Can you make something else? And they were like, nope.
Nope, this is it.
This is it. This is what you're getting. Take it or leave it.
Cool.
So the album came out and the record company had to just accept it for what it was.
Okay, so what are we
going to do? We're going to start with a track called Lullaby. It's track number 6 and the first single of the record. It's also their highest charting single ever in the UK, reached number 5, and has a slightly down-tempo feel with a very catchy melodic guitar riff, actually, which drives the song.
Texan 5395, if you reckon this is goth.
We're all goths.
Wait, where is it? Where is it? Is it just being real? Oh, no. Do you know what I did? I turned it down because I didn't want it to play... Excuse me, everybody. Texan 5395, if you want to remind me about how good I am at radio, because I really need the confidence right now. I just turned down this program accidentally. This is what happens on Monday sometimes, you know.
Monday itis.
Yeah, I've got an itis.
An itis. Hey, Doc, I've got an itis.
This is Lullaby by The Cure. Happy anniversary album. Yes, thank you for telling me I'm awesome. Also, someone texted in saying Disintegration is the best album.
Thank you.
With a quote
well, don't
from
thank me, thank The Cure.
Thank you, The Cure. but this is their text. Disintegration is the best Cure album by far. So, so good. To quote South Park, following the defeat of Meg Streisand, Disintegration is the best album in the world ever. So if South Park likes it, must
Shout
be good.
Up.
Another
Shout
one just came through. Lively trip down the wormhole to
the
when
wormhole.
I was 27. Now I have to do what? I have to dig through my vinyl. Saw The Cure at Town Hall and Robert Smith played at Banshee's gig at Main Street.
Ah.
Oh, shock, Grizzy.
Cool there. Yeah.
Yeah.
It is a bit of a trip down the wormhole.
It is a bit of a trip down the wormhole.
Or the spider hole, even.
So we're going to take a wee break and then play more of The Cure.
Where can you find ancient forts, the world's oldest university, and more than 3,000 archaeological sites? Only in incredible India. Home to over 120 national parks, some of the highest mountains in the world, and a cuisine like no other. A holiday in India is truly incredible. Visit incredibleindia.org. Find what you seek. Incredible India. Celebrate International Women's Day with Ladies on Tables. Featuring co-host of 95BFM's Back on the Good Foot and Prince opener, Tina Turntables. Internationally renowned vocalist, songwriter and collaborator extraordinaire, Sandy Mill. Vinyl fanatic and co-host of our 95BFM jazz show, Miss Dawn. And bright new light and passionate freedom fighter, Sister Rosa. Ladies on Tables, a free event March 7th and 8th at the Alan Melville Centre, plus shows at Newlyn and Seatatu community centres. To find out more about free International Women's Day events, go to facebook.com/Alan Melville Centre.
Halitau Brewery presents Teaks and the Auckland Philharmonia Orchestra, Thursday, March 28th at the Auckland Town Hall. The velvet-voiced, award-winning soul singer performing live and backed by an incredible 72-piece orchestra. An intimate, once-in-a-lifetime concert experience. Teaks, acclaimed music reimagined by the APO. Teaks and APO, Thursday, March 28th at the Auckland Town Hall. Get your tickets now from ticketmaster.co.nz.
95BFM has been tearing it up since 1969. Woo-hoo! Nice. But we couldn't have done it alone.
Nope, we're still Auckland's best radio station thanks to generous people like you.
By signing up for a Simplicity B card, you help keep BFM alive, independent, and not shit. And as a thank you, you get sweet discounts from some of our mates.
Support independent media from as little as $4.20 a month. Nice. With a Simplicity B card. Go to 95bfm.com/sign up.
Kia ora everyone, this is Anniversary Albums with Sam Smith on Morning Glory with Geneva. Kia ora,
morena,
Sam.
Morena.
Morena, morena.
Morena.
We're looking at The Cure.
Yes, we are. And the next track, we're going to hear is Fascination Street. This is track number 7, and it was released as a North American single only. And only because they didn't want Lullaby as a single in North America for some reason. And this one has more of a kind of alty feel to it, I guess. Quite shoegazy in places. There's lots of searing guitars on here, a pounding bass guitar riff. So yeah, let's see what it sounds like. Let's all listen together.
Yes. How did my whānau crowy whakama?
Thank you.
Yes.
Fuzzy.
You're tuning into 95 BFM. This is Anniversary Albums with Sam Smith. And we're about to look at the last song / reception.
Yes, we are. So the album was a great commercial and critical success for them. It was their highest UK charted album ever, making it to number 3.
Far out, man.
Also managed to make it number 6 in New Zealand and number 12 in the US. Rolling Stone magazine said it successfully refined what The Cure does best, which is creating and sustaining a mood of thoroughly self-absorbed gloom.
Is it goth enough if spiders are going to eat you?
I think you can go more goth than that. I think there are levels of goth here.
What would make that more goth? Eyeliner.
Maybe. And its legacy is...
What are the spiders wearing? Sorry.
Its legacy is also very good. It's since gone on to be considered one of their best albums and remains their most commercially successful album. Rolling Stone voted it in their top 500 albums list. And Q Magazine voted it the 17th best album of the 80s. So it's considered a bit of a classic from the 1980s and one of the most important post-punk records. Since then, The Cure have gone on to release 5 more albums and they continue to tour to this day. With an ever-changing lineup of musicians, of course, Robert Smith and Simon Gallup are still there, and they're actually doing a 30th anniversary tour of this record later this year. Stay tuned for that. I don't know if they're going to come to New Zealand or not, but that could be on the horizon.
Hey, let's do one. Come on over here.
Come on, how am I? Let's go.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, so on that note, we're going to finish with track 4 and the 3rd single from the album. It's called Love Song, another one of the band's best-known songs. It was also their biggest hit in the US, reaching number 2 in the Billboard charts, which is quite a significant achievement. And it was also famously covered by Adele on her album 21.
Oh, wow. Yeah, well, so thank there you. Go. Thank you very much.
No
Sam.
Worries.
See you next week.
Bye.
happy anniversary to that album.
Happy anniversary.